World Wrestling Entertainment, the biggest name in wrestling, has announced a historic first. Its nursery brand, NXT, full of tomorrow's superstars, will embark on a seven-city tour of the UK. Full dates of the WWE NXT TakeOver Tour, including Sheffield Arena on Saturday, December the 12th, are on our websites affiliated to thestar.co.uk, with more Sheffield details at sheffieldarena.co.uk. My name is Graham Walker, and to tell us all about the tour today on the phone, I'm proud to say we've got WWE NXT Women's World Champion Bayley. Bayley, let me start by asking, what's a nice girl like you doing in a rough and tough business like this?
I guess you can't help but fall in love with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can, but you know, you're only 26. You recently won the NXT Women's Championship. How did that feel? And do you ever think that would ever happen to you and when you started wrestling at age 11?
It's still really crazy to me when I think about actually being the champion or looking in my suitcase and seeing the championship in there. I'm still like, oh yeah, I forgot I'm the champion. It's something that I've always dreamt about, but you know, as a kid, it's even my parents were, you know, is this really something that's going to happen? You know, you never really know. And now that it's actually going on and I'm the champion, and it's now I'm like, oh, I wish I was younger so that I could be going even longer and doing this for even longer. But I'm just proud to be in front of, you know, at the front end of this NXT women's division, how it is right now, and just the brand itself, it's blowing up, and I'm really, really proud to be a part of something, like part of history as a champion.
What got you into wrestling, and who were the WWE heroes that inspired you?
Well, my dad and my brother would always watch it, and I kind of just would, you know, walk around the house and not really pay much attention, and it wasn't until I saw Macho Man and I saw him on the screen and just his entrance and everything, the way he looked, I was kind of like glued to the TV once I saw him. So I started watching it with them like every week. And once it was really like the Attitude Era that really brought me in. It was, you know, Hardy Boys and Lita, The Rock, Austin, Kurt Angle and Eddie Guerrero. All of them during that time was just something so different. And I was really drawn into Lita because I felt like she was just someone that was just like a cool chick, and she can like do these cool moves, and she looked so different than everybody else. And then I got into Ivory and Victoria, just like I just fell in love with the actual wrestling of it, and I've never stopped watching. Like, my brother grew out of it, my dad watches it here and there, and even my sister was really into it, but I never grew out of it, and I just I can't stop watching.
What advice would you give to any girls wanting to get into wrestling and with the dreams of working for WWE?
Well, I think right now is a great time for... I meet girls all the time now, and it's... I mean, it's strange because that used to be me. I meet girls all the time and even get tweets and stuff of girls who say they want to be in WWE, and it's from watching Sasha Banks or Becky Lynch, Charlotte, myself, Carmella, and Alexa Bliss. All these girls are just... It seems like a different era right now, and Paige and Emma, and like everybody's just kind of inspiring teenagers, which is when I really decided this is what I'm going to do. I was about 13, 14, and I made the decision watching Molly Holly, Victoria, Ivory, and it seems like just this core group of girls right now is really inspiring girls of that age. It's something that, like, I've always wanted. When I started wrestling, I knew that I wanted my wrestling to inspire people, and I wanted what I did in the ring to inspire people, not the way I looked or not the way I dressed, just the actual wrestling, and it seems like that's how the girls getting into it now.
You're certainly inspiring people, but would you say if you've got a dream, follow it, it can come true, it's happened to you?
Yeah, and I know it sounds cheesy, but, like, dreams do come true, and I've never really believed it until now. I'm literally just a normal girl who grew up just in San Jose, California, just a normal girl, and I just kept fighting for it and kept working for it, and it's happening, and it's still also strange to me, but anything is possible if it's something you really feel in your heart.
Injuries are part of the job, obviously, and kids love to copy the wrestlers. What advice and warning would you give to them?
With WWE, we're all trained and we're all professional, so I know we don't condone any any kids trying this at home because it's very dangerous. Like, we get hurt and we're trained. So if there's untrained kids trying to do it at home and stuff, it's just something we don't want going on. And I know as a kid I would try to do stuff and my parents would stop me. So it wasn't until I got actual professional training that I really understood that it's a dangerous sport. So it's enjoy it on TV until you're old enough to be able to be trained properly, because you don't want to get hurt doing anything before you even get the opportunity to actually train.
In terms of yourself, NXT is about creating future WWE legends. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Hopefully main eventing WrestleMania. I want to be, you know, I love NXT, but, you know, the main roster is everybody's goal, and I hope within the next year I can be up there and just start working in that division and building it even stronger, and hopefully by that time women could be main eventing WrestleMania and SummerSlam and be a regular thing.
They're already treating you like a superstar. Mattel are making an action figure about you. How did you react to that? Are you happy with it? And will fans be able to get one for Christmas?
I'm so happy. It really looks like me. It's so cool that it's in my actual first ring gear as Bayley also. So it's definitely something I'm excited about. They got everything down to a T. I think they said, I hope it's available before Christmas. It might be a little bit after, but just keep your eyes peeled for it.
NXT arrives at Sheffield Arena on December the 12th. Are you on the roster? Will you be there? Do you know anything about Sheffield?
I will be there. I'm not too familiar with Sheffield, but I'm excited to go. And when I was there, I was in Europe for WWE, and I got to explore a little bit, but we didn't get to go to Sheffield, so I'm really excited.
And what would you say to any WWE fans out there who've seen it on TV but have never seen it live, and why should they come and see you?
This WWE is an experience that you can't compare it to anything, and the atmosphere is an amazing feeling, and you feed off everyone else's energy, and just everything about it, there's nothing I can compare. You can go to soccer games, you can go to football games, you can go to, you know, all these sports events, but nothing's going to compare to the sports entertainment of WWE. It's just a great time.
Brilliant. And just finally, on my Twitter account at GW1962, we invited your fans, and thanks for tweeting, if they got questions for you. Now, I've got seven here that are brilliant. Could we just have quick fire answers to them?
RGM,
what does the interaction with the fans during your entrance mean to you, and do you have a favourite example? Cheers from a Greek fan.
The interaction is just like my favourite part. Especially at Full Sail and here in Florida, it just feels like I've created such a bond with everybody here because I get to see them every weekend.
Brilliant. I'll go on to the next ones because I've got a few and I want to try and get as many through as I can in the short time we've got. Billy Batista at MinorBob523 wants to know, who is your dream opponent and who is your favourite wrestler, superstar, women's wrestler?
My dream opponent would be Ivory or Lita because they were both my favourites growing up.
Brilliant. And the Beast Incarnate, that sounds like a right name, at NXT Forever, asked, if you had the chance to wrestle at WrestleMania, who would you like your opponent to be?
I would like to recreate the Fatal 4-Way with Sasha Banks, Charlotte and Becky Lynch at WrestleMania.
I'll take a ticket for that one. Bruno Silva at Silver Bruno asks, how long do you think you'll reign as NXT Women's Champion?
I hope for a very long time until...
That'll do, that's great, right, long time. Daniel at Wooten Swag wants to ask, what's your favourite thing about NXT?
The drive of the whole roster and the fans.
Yisha Shalom, I hope I spelled that right, Yisha 613 says, how is it growing up in San Jose and finally getting to live out your dream of being a WWE diva? How does it feel?
It's amazing, especially when I got to perform in front of San Jose and my friends and family. It's a dream come true.
And finally, Sean Lyon at Sean Gaga wants to know, who would you like to fight in your last match at NXT?
That's a tough one. I would say Carmella. I haven't been able to have a match against her yet.
Well, listen, thank you for your time. And just to remind everyone, WWE NXT TakeOver Tour arrives at Sheffield Arena on Saturday, December 12th. Bayley, have you just got a final message for all your fans out there?
Thank you for supporting NXT and being a part of history and always being so cool to me personally.
Bayley, good luck and thanks for your time, and see you in Sheffield.
Thank you. All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.